Hey, Scott, have you ever heard of this book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus?
No, Julie, I haven't. Why? What is it about? How alien women are?
Ha ha, so funny. No, it talks about the differences between men and women.
Wait a minute. Don't you always talk about gender equality? I always thought that you were trying to tell me you didn't think there were differences between men and women, or that both have to be exactly the same in everything.
Not at all. I would never say that. There are plenty of differences between the sexes. Each gender has different strengths, weaknesses, and ways of seeing and analyzing distinct situations. But in the end, each sex is just as good and important as the other. And this book helps people understand those differences better in order to communicate more efficiently and have better relationships with members of the opposite sex.
So, what kinds of differences are mentioned in the book?
Well, each chapter talks about a distinct circumstance that is dealt with differently by each sex. For example, Chapter 3 is called Men Go to Their Caves and Women Talk. It discusses the ways in which each sex faces problem solving and explains that generally men would prefer to sit quietly alone and meditate on a certain dilemma, while women would prefer to chat about it with their peers until the problem solution seems evident.
Oh, I definitely see that happening with us. So what is the reference to the different planets all about?
The author tells his audience to imagine women and men as spatial beings from different planets who, although born on different planets with different ways of being, must learn to coexist within the same universe.
I can definitely understand that analogy. I certainly have moments where I feel as though women are very alien.